What's playing at the Roxy? I'll tell you what's playing at the Roxy. Picture about a Minnesota man so in love with a Mississippi girl that he sacrifices everything and moves all the way to Biloxi. That's what's playing at the Roxy. What's in the Daily News? I'll tell you what's in the Daily News. Story about a guy who bought his wife a small ruby with what otherwise should have been his union dues. That's what's in the Daily News. What's happening all over? I'll tell you what's happening all over. Guy sitting at home by a television set who used to be something of a rover. That's what's happening all over. Love is the thing that has licked him. And it looks like Nathan's just another victim. Yes, sir, when you see a guy reach for stars in the sky, you can bet that he's doing it for some doll. When you spot a John waiting out in the rain, chances are he's insane, as only a John can be for a Jane. When you meet a gent paying all kinds of rent for a flat that could flatten the Taj Mahal, call it sad, call it funny, but it's better than even money that the guy's only doing it for some doll. When you see a Joe saving half of his dough, you can bet they'll be minking it for some doll. When a bum buys wine like the bum can't afford, it's a cinch that the bum is under the thumb of some little broad. When you meet a mug lately out at a jug, and he's still lifting platinum fal-de-rar, call it hell, call it heaven, it's a probable 12 to 7 that the guy's only doing it for some doll. When you see a sport and his cash has run short, you can bet that he's banking it with some doll. When a guy wears tails with the front gleaming white, who the hell do you think he's tickling pink on Saturday night? When a lazy slob takes a good steady job and he smells of Vitalis and Barbasol, call it dumb, call it clever, ah, but you can give odds forever that the guy's only doing it for some doll. Some doll, some doll, the guy's only doing it for some doll. I got the horse right here, the name is Paul Revere, and here's a guy that says if the weather's clear, can do, can do. This guy says the horse can do. If he says the horse can do, can do, can do.
I'm picking Valentine, cause on the morning line, the guy has got him figured at 5 to 9.
But his epitaph, he wins it by a half, according to this here in the Telegraph.
For Paul Revere I'll bite, I hear his foot's all right. Of course it all depends if it rained last night.
I know it's Valentine, the morning works look fine. Besides the jockey's brother's a friend of mine.
And just a minute, boys, I got the feedback noise. It
light,
says the great-grandfather was
equipoised. I tell you, Paul Revere, now this is no bum steer. It's from a handicapper that's real sincere.
I go for Valentine, cause on the morning line, the guy has got him figured out 5 to 9.
So make it epitaph, he wins it by a half, according to this here in the Telegraph.
Epitaph,
Valentine,
Paul Revere,
I got the horse.